Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mecca. Today we're going to talk about Here Comes the Merry-Go-Round. Now, for all intents and purposes, the seat merry-go-round, or silly season as people want to call it, may not happen as fast as we were hoping. Realistically, Pecco Bagnaia has signed for Ducati, Brad Binder is signed, Luca Marini is signed, a majority of other riders then are free agents from the end of the 2024 season. So I think it's going to be very interesting. But when you look at things, what is going on right now, with Pecco signed for Ducati, Aldeguer signed for Ducati, you know, what we do know for sure is Ducati are the linchpin to it all kicking off, in my view. Realistically, no rider yet is committing to any factory, I would believe, until such time as they know they're definitely not in contention for that Ducati space, either in red or in the Pramac team itself. So what I can tell you, with Aldeguer in the Pramac team, Franco Morbidelli doesn't really look like he's going to stay in MotoGP, if I'm honest. Martin basically saying, you know, I want the factory Ducati team or I'm gone. What we can say with a fairly confident degree of certainty is that Martin will not be in Pramac next season. He will either be in the red main Ducati team or he will be with another manufacturer. You have the likes of Fabio Quartararo, Marc Marquez, all of these boys scooting around as well that could do fairly well on a factory Ducati, factory Aprilia, but I don't think a lot of people are going to 100% commit if there's a slight chance that they could be on a Ducati in 2025. I think it's going to be really interesting. I do believe in these 3 weeks that between Portimao and the race in the Circuit of Americas, there's going to be a lot of stuff ironed out, but realistically, if we were to look at it, Ducati are in no rush to fill those other two seats. And you can't necessarily blame them. You have Martin, you have Bastianini, you have Bezzecchi. You know, there's definitely a good few riders that have shown their qualities over the past two seasons that may deserve to be looked at. So why would Ducati rush into signing the rest? We all know Ducati's favorite son is Pecco, and that's why they rushed to sign him up so quickly. It was to make sure that they had him in the team. Aldeguer, I'm still not convinced he'll go to Pramac. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it will definitely be interesting. Like, I would think if VR46 stay with Ducati, Aldeguer could end up in VR46. And the likes of Bezzecchi would be in Pramac, as VR46 realistically blocked him from moving last year. So I think it will be quite interesting to see what happens. But overall, I think in the next 3 weeks, or over these 3 weeks, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Will front runners start to emerge, or will Ducati just sit back, put their arm out the window, and wait and see what happens? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, but I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think is going to happen with Ducati? Do you think they're going to chill out and relax, or do you think they are going to, you know, try and get the deals done nice and early? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.